Tēnā koutou katoa, no mai hoki mai ki Manatawa. It's me, Moiawa, here on Radio Wāte's Drive Show Manatawa, and it's 46 minutes past four. Now we have, I'm glad to say that we have the Kaiārahi of Kōkiri Ki Tāmaki Makaurau Trust, Rawiri Rātu, and I'm glad to have a kōrero with him. He's a pretty busy fella, so we've got him on the line with us at the moment, and they've just welcomed a commitment by the government to improve the way New Zealanders impacted by fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD, so that they are able to get access to support with the establishment of the FASD advisory ropu. And I'm glad to have a kōrero with him about this, because it's a massive journey that they've gone through to be able to get to this point. And so Rawiri has led this mission through the Y2624, a Waitangi Tribunal claim, which outlines the Crown's failure to uphold legislation to protect Māori from alcohol-related harms. And I actually want to have a kōrero with him about, what the journey was like to get to the hui that led to this commitment by the government. Nā reira, tēnā koe, Rawiri, tēnā koe. Kei te pēhea koe.
Kanui te ora, tēnā koe e te tuehine.
Kia ora, kia ora. So as you may have heard just then, I'm really keen to talk about, as much as I want to take it really far back and talk about the dismissal of the impacts of alcohol within our whānau. But I guess where we can start is from that claim and the journey it took from that moment when you did that mahi in that space to the hui that led to this ropu being created.
Kia ora. Yeah, it's been a groundbreaking moment today for our whānau, for iwi Māori. It's been a historic day today for our people. Back in 2022, we began the process, filed a claim before the Waitangi Tribunal, and we focused in on fetal alcohol syndrome disorder. There's a real concern. It's been a kaupapa that our whānau have been raising for years and years and years, that there's just no credible data available in Aotearoa that shows how bad our unborn babies and our wahine have been impacted by alcohol. Absolutely nothing. And all of that evidence came out before the Waitangi Tribunal, where the Crown had to admit, no, there is no data here on specifically how Māori are impacted by this. So, you know, that sort of set a string of actions and train, where the presiding judge, Damien Stone, recommended to both the Crown and myself to go into mediation. And, you know, I think that was about September, October last year that we went into mediation to. So our side came up with about 20-odd things that we'd heard from our whānau. What does the Crown need to do to address this issue? From a Māori perspectives. So there was about 20-odd things that our whānau came up with, and we went into mediation with the Crown, Manatū Hauora, Whai Kaha, and a couple of other agencies. So we were able to progress that. One of the things, and I really take my hat off to our whānau, who were on the mediation team, I'm talking from the Crown, they said, look, let's look at the things that we can get out of the way immediately, that we don't have to put it through Parliament to get legislative change. So we came up with and agreed on two pieces of work that we were going to progress. One is the Hui Taumata, which took place today in Parliament, which brought whānau Māori agency, government agency representatives from right across to a hui, and it was well attended. It must have been over 100 odd people there. And that gave, they gave everyone there the opportunity to hear the stories, the lived stories from those impacted by FASD, but also Māori professionals. And it's really important for me to emphasise Māori professionals. You see, Pākehā have been leading the scope up around FASD for years and years and years. And what we've said is no more. Māori will lead it, which leads on to the second part of the success today. And that was the announcement by Willow Jean Prime of the establishment of a taumata made up of Māori with lived experiences of FASD plus Māori experts coming together and determining what that looks like for Māori FASD treatment, access to services, what does that actually look like? And that's the kaupapa that's been given to the taumata. So we're a standalone lōpū. The Crown can't tell us what to do. We've been asked to advise four health agencies plus the Māori Health Authority. So really, that's been the genesis. That's been the journey. It's actually happened, the mediation process and us getting to where we did today. That's actually been quite speedy, which is unheard of. At least that's what people tell me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, miharo e whā pai te rongo I tēnei nā reira huro ki a koutou, o ki a tātou, really. But I agree with that call, not necessarily agree, but I heard what you said about, listening to Māori kaimahi and Māori, and I see Māori clinicians and hearing those stories from those who are impacted by FASD. Those are big things and big kōrero and a massive achievement and working in this space for rangatahi and the youth justice system. You saw that right across the board, and one of the biggest things that we continuously heard was that there's no research or there's not enough resources, and not enough kōrero about how this impacts Māori and hearing it from a Māori researching point of view rather than an overseas whakaaro and FASD and how it impacts our rangatahi. So I hear that kōrero and it's got to be a relief to also hear that this was a speedy process, because that's we were just talking about vaping before and we're seeing how that's going. I hear this kōrero and I go, huro, that's fantastic. And so talking more about this rōpū, you said it covers four spaces. Can you talk on that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think there's four initial pieces of work that the taumata want to get their teeth into, although that could change at the first hui that we get to. But most definitely, one of the things is, what is the definition of FASD from a Māori perspective? And mind about the Pākehā's perspective, what does that, from a Māori perspective, how do we define our tamariki, our mokopuna, our whānau, who have FASD? How do we define, what does that actually look like? You know, they call it the definition. That's one of the things that the taumata members do want to have a look at. The second thing is the prevalence study. As we've just talked about it, as you quite rightly point out, there is no evidence. There is no evidence in Aotearoa as to how badly that's impacting our people. We rely on overseas data. And that was admitted to by the Crown lawyers before the tribunal. And so that's pretty damning on the Crown as well. So those are at least a couple of areas there. That's pretty meaty stuff, just those two areas alone. And what diagnosis, how what does that look like? Now, how do you diagnose someone, Māori, who may have FASD? How do you do that? And the only way that can be determined is Māori making that determination as to what that looks like. So, you know, there's at least three pieces that, and as I say, that may well change by the time the taumata comes together. They may say, oh, no, we need to look at this, we need to look at that. And that will be the determination of the taumata, the Crown agencies that we'll be working with. They won't be telling us what they want us to do. Oh, no, ka hore. It's not a case of the tail wagging the dog anymore.
Tikatau, and listening to what you said, this is going to be an affirming process for those who've been working in this space for a very long time, and to be able to have this advisory rōpū to be able to facilitate these, well, if not rauimi, then these definitions that are fitting for us as Māori, and again, working in that space will be a relief to be able to see this happen and see the fruits of it. Nā reira, he mihi nui tēnei ki a koe e whā mō awa mahi, and congratulations for this step forward, ne?
Kia ora.
Nami. Well, tēnā koe, have an awesome afternoon, and we'll catch up with you as we see some of this, some of the mahi come through this rōpū, ne?
Tēnā koe te tuen.
Ka pai, tēnā koe, hei ako nei. Rāwari rātū, kai arahi of Kōkiri ki Tāmaki Makaurau Trust, and now the co-chair, a co-chair of a new rōpū, called FASD Advisory Rōpū. If you want to catch that kōrero, you can do so on the Wātea News website to hear what he has to say about this commitment by the government through this advisory rōpū. There's a lot in there, and listening to this kōrero, I cannot explain to you what it's, if you aren't in these spaces, probably not hard for you to imagine either, to be sitting in those spaces and somebody saying, well, actually, this diagnosis is based off of a ... not Māori. And so to hear that, we might be able to find, to create a foundation on the, if not diagnosis, then our definition of what FASD is for.